to Real Flicks Reviews, Movie News. This week is just the gruesome twosome because, well, apparently Ryan had to split. Something about a body. So this week's question is, what movie comedies and or television comedies do you hate, loathe, can't stand?
Yeah.
You pick the word.
Pretty much, yeah.
Our answers in a bit. So there's not a lot of interesting movie news. I know the Kong Island is going to be released soon. Is this still something you're really
I'm going to check it out because in the original black and white King Kong, I really enjoyed him on the island fighting the dinosaurs and looking like a really big Kong, you know? So I'm excited to see them bring that back, you know? Because I kind of enjoyed that. I wanted to see more of that.
I actually just saw a trailer, and it looks like there's definitely some comedic bits in it, which I don't know.
I mean, is Jack Black in it again?
No.
Oh, thank God.
But I don't know if I was kind of hoping for a serious movie, but on the other hand, you've got a giant walking ape.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, you know, pick your poison on that. We have the first official images from Thor Ragnarok. Basically shows how Thor is no longer the Asgardian supermodel. Here's what he looks like, by the way. If you can't see it, look it up on the real...
Is it the same guy?
Yeah, same guy.
Oh, he's lost some weight.
So pretty much it's kind of like a toned-down Thor. He's a little skinnier, far as bulked up. He's not in his traditional outfit. I'm not really interested in Ragnarok. I'm personally kind of a little burned out on all the Marvel movies.
You know, I never was a big Thor fan.
I liked the first movie. I really did. But it also seemed like it was a cheap movie to make because of how small the set was.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, there was really nothing that was exciting about it at all, really. You know, I went through kind of the generic movie news that are coming out, there's really nothing of interest. That you got the little teaser bits of this new superhero movie's coming out. Ridley Scott is going to be doing a kidnapping about J.P. Getty, and it's, you know, that doesn't really excite me.
They did have the first image, first Jurassic World 2 image released. Basically, it looks like a kid in a museum with a giant dinosaur skull. I liked the new one.
I did too, but it feels like I keep saying it. It's been done.
Well, it's a rehash. I mean, obviously. I mean, even Ridley Scott saying he's going to possibly make 6 more Alien films. And, you know, the question is, if it's going to be like the last one, I don't want to watch it. Prometheus was a god-awful movie.
Yeah.
There was, to me, like, we reviewed it. I don't remember the score we gave it then, but the longer I'm away from it,
the opening sequence of Prometheus was interesting.
Yeah.
And then they didn't continue it at all.
Well, look it up. There's a couple of different scripts. The original script that I actually read, it's available online somewhere, I read it at the time, was actually killer. It was like, damn, I hope they make this movie. And it was not. It's just a laughing stock. I mean, hell, you talk about making rehashes. Jared Leto is eyeing to have a Tron reboot. You know, well, there's been kind of a trend on Real Flicks Reviews of us just kind of protecting our childhood. And I'll just go into it. I love Tron. James hates it. I love the first one. There's no reason to reboot Tron at this point. Because the original was groundbreaking for what it was. Now it would literally just be more flotsam and jetsam out there. It's really just not something that should be remade. For me, it's more intrinsic value than anything. Because the second one, besides the fact it had an amazing soundtrack, was not that good.
South Park did this thing of member berries. And it was when they came out with the Star Wars, the newest one, the
1, 2, and 3.
No, the one with the girl, Ray or whatever. 7, yes. I was trying to think of the actual name of it. Star Wars what? It wasn't A New Hope.
I have no idea. It's 7.
It doesn't even matter. It's 7. And it was just like that whole film was like, do you remember the nice little flying thing that they did with the Millennium Falcon? Yeah, I remember that too. That's in that movie. That's all I see with this new crap. That's it. It's like you're trying to spark memories and feelings from the first time we watched that film. Why don't you make another one of some original idea that's like that? I mean, like, you got Beauty and the Beast coming out. We saw it in the cartoon when it came out. You got Ariel, the new Little Mermaid, coming out.
We want to switch to that. There's even the Middle Eastern one. But the coolest thing so far that I've found about the Aladdin one is they're actually looking for Middle Eastern leads, which traditionally hasn't really been a Disney thing. They've, for the lack of better terms, they've kind of whitewashed everything. I do think it's cool that if you're going to have a movie that takes place somewhere in the Middle East, you got some Middle Eastern people actually playing the characters. I actually think that's, hey, you know,
yeah,
something.
Yeah, but this is pissing me off. They're even doing the same thing with horror films. Really? You're bringing out Rings? Rings? And didn't they just do a new one with the Blair Witch?
Yeah.
I mean, I was really excited when they came out with stuff like Saw and Sinister and things like that. He's not a big horror fan, but I am. I enjoy horror films. I enjoy the thing of it. And Ouija, I mean, that was kind of done already. And they redid Carrie.
Well, I mean, far as horror movie goes, honestly, there's not a lot that you can really do. All of it's torture porn. I mean, that's what Saw was. I mean, I've seen the first
pretty much.
The first or second one I've seen, and it was just torture porn, which if you're into that, is cool. But horror movies now are blasé. There's really
nothing.
Well,
even still, like, the first time I saw Saw, I'm like, the dude on the floor is not dead. Shoot him. You have a bullet in the gun. Shoot him already. And, yeah, it was like an hour and a half later, the dude got up after the guy killed himself. What, really? So, anyways, but the one that I am still excited for, Todd McFarlane's still discussing and working out the rights of the new Spawn.
I thought he owned all the rights.
He does, but he's working out who he's going to be giving it to still. So that is still in the works.
Oh.
We talked about this, what, like 6 months ago?
Yeah.
That is still in the works. Todd McFarlane has not given up, and that makes me happy.
We've been bringing it up off and on pretty much since RFR started. I want to see it.
I want to see it done right. It's the same thing that we were doing. We just talked about Hugh Jackman on the main portion of our show. That's the same thing like that I want to see with Hugh Jackman and Logan. I want to see it done right.
Here's the problem. I don't know. Wolverine, I knew you could do a live-action Wolverine. I don't think you could do Spawn as well as the animation was. I don't think it's possible.
No, you cannot. And same with Hugh Jackman and all the Wolverines. I mean, you only really saw him go buck wild like he normally does in the second one when the mansion got attacked.
You saw a little bit in the one where he was in Tokyo in Japan. You saw a little bit in the
Bring up the one
Wolverine
in Japan.
But you did actually see little bits and pieces of it, but it was never like Logan is supposed to be, which if you watched the previous yesterday's show, you actually saw that, you know, that's the movie we're doing is this week is next week. Excuse me, is Logan.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm looking forward to it. But, you know, I want to see the films done right. It's same with the Hulk. I mean, I think they did justice to it. Let's not talk about that one. And it was more Mr. Orange that screwed that one up. Why am I drawing a blank on his name?
So, which one was the good one then?
I was going to say they did some justice to it in the Avengers with the Avengers Hulk.
Oh, that one. Honestly, I don't think Hulk can support a movie anymore. The reason being they've made three of them. I think he's a better supporting
Are we talking
character?
About the live-action ones that came out in the 80s, too? Because there was a Hulk movie in the 80s.
No,
along with TV
there
show.
Was... That's right. There's been two movies and three different Hulks in like the last 15 years.
Yeah.
They're just, I don't know, they're just not that impressive. And a little bit of a switch, there was a short film, and for some reason the sci-fi film Rise, it was originally a short film, is going to become a feature film, or a television series, forgot which. The reason why I'm talking about this is Real Flix Reviews is really big on supporting independent filmmakers.
Yes, and I think we're going to have to be doing picking indie films in the next couple months. I think we'll need to do another three per host.
Yeah, and this one is actually posted on comingsoon.net. If you want to see the story, it's on Real Flix Reviews Facebook page, is where we actually post all of our news stories. Usually we do throughout the show. Yeah, it's a Rise sci-fi short. It actually looks pretty interesting. I watched the short. I don't really want to spoil it for anybody. I know there was one called, was it Skins, that we did, was one of the first rounds of shorts that we did that was supposed to become a feature film somewhere down the road. I'm just excited. I really am excited about some of the new feature films. One of the best thing, matter of fact, that Hollywood Studios getting away from doing films, what I mean is Amazon, Netflix, you're starting to get shit that they just passed on, and it's blowing them out of the water.
You know, I think that may be something we need to do as well. So, because Netflix and Amazon are becoming basically their own studios, and they're putting out really top dollar productions.
Well, we did say they picked up those the Martin Scorsese. Part of it is just the fact I think they're just willing to throw more money. They're just willing to say, "Hey, this sounds good," or "This is a director."
Well, they're
pretty much
drowning in money. I mean, they're only really a streaming service,
and they still do discs.
Yeah, they still do this, but they're really making a lot of money off of it, and. Yeah, so, I think we might have to actually focus on them a couple times, too.
I'm down with that. I got one more story to tease. And basically, is Emily Blunt as Mary Poppins. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we do have a Facebook page. You hate us, love us. Is there a news story or a movie you'd like us to do? Also, you can pause for the cause and donate to Real Flix Reviews and help keep the lights on. The thing is, you can also catch us on iTunes, Podbean, and more. This week's question was, what TV movie comedy do you hate and or loathe, or, you know, pick your verb? Mine would be...
Ooh.
Oh, there's got Ryan. So many that I truly loathe, because I'm not a comedy guy. I would say I've got a couple, one being Austin Powers after the first one, and all of the Hangover movies, because none of it's fucking funny. And even though I won't see it, I'd say Hot Tub Time Machine, because it's just more flotsam and jetsam.
You know, I actually heard that one wasn't that bad.
At least the second one.
I haven't seen it. So, well, you did kind of touch on one of mine. I was going to be more specific with the Austin Powers Goldmember. I also have to throw all these under the bus. There's groups of these. I just said something pop up. All the sequels to The Mask.
Isn't there only one?
No. And all of the sequels to Ace Ventura Pet Detective.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to throw in the first Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, because I hated that movie when I saw it as a kid.
Yeah, I understand that. But, you know, as a comedy fan, I like comedy films.
Matter of fact, can we throw Jim Carrey out of that bus?
I don't know. I mean, The Truman Show was pretty good.
He's done two good movies or three.
He's done a few good movies. But, yeah, I mean, I enjoyed the first Mask. Saying anything against Cameron Diaz, she was smoking hot in that one.
Well,
she was amazing.
The first Mask, for the time it came out in the early 90s, was kind of revolutionary.
It was, especially what they did. And then Ace Ventura, the first one, I mean, there was a lot of stuff redeeming in there. But all the other ones were really like, why?
So the reason...
And almost like white chicks, why?
So the reason why I truly hate Ace Ventura is... The fact apparently was it was so quotable, everybody during that era would quote that movie.
I wasn't one of those.
enough that I knew a few people who got hurt because they loved repeat that movie,
and
I
hold
hate
on.
That movie.
I'm going to jump on Ryan's where we're still on that bus.
Doo-doo.
Cable Guy.
Yes.
So guess what, Jim Carrey? You are top on our list of shitty comedies.
Let's throw your ass under the bus.
And Mike Myers, you're a close second.
He made The Love Guru, so I'm pretty sure he knows how bad he is. Is he has any other ones?
God. No, he just sent me a Cable Guy. And that's what I was laughing when it popped up, because I'm like, oh, that one was a fantastic one as well to put under that bus.
Oddly enough, if you want to have a little bit of a side bet going on, as far as comedy movie I really liked was Beavis and Butthead Do America.
That one is a great one.
It has an amazing soundtrack.
It does. Oh. Your love is like a roller coaster, baby.
So
is that like a goddamn?
So So they're kind of rebooting, not truly rebooting, Mary Poppins.
Emily Blunt. I thought you were going to say that they were rebooting Beavis and Butthead. I was going to be excited.
Emily Blunt is going to be playing Mary Poppins.
And I heard the scene, who's going to be with her? Who's going to be the Dick Van Dyke character? I heard something about the other day,
forgot. Here, maybe it's just because I'm at the certain point in my life that I'm old enough to see. I've seen these movies. I mean, I didn't see it in theaters, but I saw it as a fairly young individual. Maybe it's because it's part of my childhood, or maybe it's because I've always liked older movies. This, to me, it either has to be good or burned. Because if it sucks, it's going to fail.
Yeah, it's going to be epic.
And by the way, whoever Disney picks to replace Dick Van Dyke, if you're not good, I hope you never act again. And I honestly mean this. I want your career to fail because I love Dick Van Dyke. He is legitimately one of my
favorite
heroes.
Who can stand up to Dick Van Dyke, but also who can... I don't get it.
I do mean... And people think, you know, oh, I'm being
mean. I don't
like
Emily Blunt. I don't. I don't think she's a... Yeah, I don't think she's a good person or a good actress or a good singer.
And she doesn't really bother me that much. For me, it's more Dick Van Dyke. It's just like, if this person flubs, because I doubt it's going to be the same character Dick Van Dyke was.
Oh, I mean, being able to dance and sing.
I'm so...
It's not as easy as you guys think.
I'm so
especially
worried
about screen.
That. So, I think I found a horror movie I really, really, really want to watch. It takes place in The Wizard of Oz.
All right.
This would be a really cool, very cool, actually, horror movie. With this universe, you could really screw with people.
I mean, are they going to make the straw man a zombie?
Oh, God. Or how... No, what they're going to... What they're going to do is they're going to... The lion guys, you know, they're going to actually announce the fact his costume was made with real lions.
Nah, just the hair of, you know, brown-haired girls, auburn-haired girls.
There's really thin on movie news. There really isn't a whole...
I told you that.
A whole lot. I mean, there's like the somebody broke down the Alien Covenant trailer. There's nothing really interesting out there. I mean, the Emily Blunt one was interesting because it's a really pivotal character. It was one of Disney's biggest releases at the time. I still think it's one of the most important movies. But I'm also a giant Dick Van Dyke fan, so pretty much I've watched everything he's done, including his old TV series.
I like Dick Van Dyke, not that much, though.
Diagnosis Murder was awesome. It was an old people's murder mystery show.
I like Perry Mason better.
I love the opening to Perry Mason. So is any other movie news or
no,
any other questions?
There's really nothing I got going on. I mean, I would like to see Hollywood in the blockbuster beam pick up more indie films, because there's really great ones coming out of there.
So this is kind of like a bonus question, yeah. I'm going to throw out, because we have a few more minutes left. Is there, out of your favorite genre, first of all, what is it? And, like, what is your favorite type? Like, for example, I'm a big fan of fantasy. I love fantasy sci-fi. I would love to see a new fantasy sci-fi movie that, you know, like is Star Wars is a space opera. It really is. I want to see something like a space opera western, but not Star Wars. Everything that's come after Star Wars is pretty much a fucking copy of Star Wars.
You mean something closer to, like, the Battlestar Galactica world or the Serenity world or Firefly,
I guess? Yeah, maybe. I want to see something that has... Like massive universe. Like you take Dune. It has a bunch of planets.
So like closer to like.
I want to see Star Wars, Dune, Battlestar Galactica, put in a blender and pour it out.
Okay.
And maybe throw in a little like Lord of the Rings esque mythology.
Okay.
You know something? I don't know.
I think that's really stretching the plot line thin.
Probably.
Hell, I mean, that's going to have to be like a 15 box set. You know, it's got to be like something on par with the James Bonds together.
Look at Peter Jackson. He made 9 hours worth of movies out of a 300 and something page book.
I would say my favorite genre would be closer to like a thriller. type thing.
I would have thought it'd been a Western, as long as I've known you.
Well, I mean, I do like the shoot 'em ups and everything like that, but I enjoy good story. Like I really enjoy things like American Psycho. I think the storyline in there was really well done. I mean, if you get into it and actually pay attention, or like Insomnia or Memento, where, you know, there's a good amount of action and the character is developed and there's plot twists
so
and things like that.
So you basically want a story that you can just go along for the ride.
Yeah.
Which I have to say, as a guy who kind of does this for fun and a living, it's really hard to get lost in a movie.
It really, really is. I think on a low ball, I've seen close to 80,000 movies.
I would say, and I honestly mean this, that if I'm playing with my phone, I've lost interest in your film.
Yeah.
And to me, it's rare. I do it more in anime, believe it or not, but probably because my predilection towards cartoons. But see, how do I say it? Basically, anime has a lot better stories. They're not afraid to screw up, in my humble opinion. That's one of the reasons we love short films. Short films are on the cheap enough that they get to play around.
Yeah.
Like, for example, the short A Girl and Her Gun that we reviewed a while ago, I love that movie.
Yeah.
I follow their Shrunk Films. I forgot exactly the name. Look it up. They're basically doing another one. This should be hopefully.
It's on our page somewhere.
It's called The Cell, I think, this new one.
Yeah.
Check them out. That's why we love short movies. And
there's another one. There's another one that I actually enjoyed up until, like, I think it was like Cube Zero. I liked the cubes.
The first and second one were cool.
The first and second one were really, really cool. And then, like, I loved Cabin in the Woods.
You know,
and even you liked it.
You know what I think Hollywood's biggest sin is, and you can't really blame them because they really are about the bottom line. Is they don't know when to let go.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really sorry. I'm getting tired. The guy who directed Back to the Future basically promised there'll never be another one as long as he lives. I want directors. I want Hollywood producers to actually go, that's enough. Because. Yeah. They remake movies literally every 20, 30 years. If you actually take a look, most of the movies you think, hey, this is a new movie. No, The Italian Job. It's a remake. Three Musketeers. There's been at least a 10.
Which I will argue to death with Ryan that the original Italian Job is better than the remake.
There's at least, I think he agreed with you, it was me.
That was you?
There's at least 10 Three Musketeers. There's a bunch of Robert Men in the Iron
Zemeckis
Mask.
Is Back to the Future.
There is a ton.
Well,
of remakes, I mean, and repops.
I want to throw this out there, and I think John, not Ryan, John will agree with me on this one. In the 80s, when they did horror films or kind of time travel films, once they ended up in the West and once they ended up in the space, it was done. That sucked it dead, except for Jason. I don't know how the hell you guys are still doing Jasons.
Turtles in Time. Tribbles in Space, Leprechaun in Space. There's
To the Future. They went to the West.
So you look it up, it's true. It was pretty much the death trifecta of movies. Ladies and gentlemen,
and West.
For Jonathan Charney, James Stevens, and the absent yet ever present, Ryan Preston.
In our hearts.
As always, thank you for watching. We'll be right back.